Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. We're keeping an eye on the latest information on Hurricane Sally. The official clock says it's noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. Let's get into the details. The wind's still 85 miles an hour. Movement northwest at 2 miles an hour. So it's just a slow system. That's been the story of this storm, just moving very slow. And starting off with the radar here, you can see right around here, that's where the center is, and you can see some of the convection. Those yellows, those brighter colors, are the stronger storms, and you know, the strongest winds right around in that eye wall. But the other part you have to notice here also as well is some of these rain bands. We've been talking about that for the last few days, and those are dangerous. I mean, you get the heavy downpours, you could also get the possibility of waterspouts, tornadoes also in some of those rain bands. And as a result, we actually have a situation that we have a tornado watch for some areas. I'm going to call that up and show everyone, because you know, tornadoes is one of those aspects of these tropical systems that can cause damage, and they're moving so quickly, and that's something you got to be prepared for as well. So listen for those warnings, and that's anywhere right now from Apalachicola, including Panama City, Pensacola, back over towards Mobile, and also the Gulf waters there. So dangerous situation associated with those tornadoes. The other part is the wind and our latest track. Here's the latest information that we have as of 10 o'clock Central Time. The current location, right about here. So what you see is the tropical storm force winds extending about 125 miles out from that center. Even the hurricane force winds extending out from the center as well. So it's not really good to really focus on that center point. You got to look at this as a larger area of impacts with time. Now, here's the big story with time. This right here is where we are now, so slow. You get into tonight, this is Wednesday morning. Even further, this is Wednesday evening, and this is Thursday morning. Thursday evening, that's slow. A very slow mover, not moving very much at all. So you think about it from now all the way into Friday morning by the time we get into portions of Georgia. So very slow, and because of that, you get a longer period of time where you can get the rainfall. And the rainfall, just a dangerous situation associated with these rainfall values here. Let's really look at some of the details. So you think about where we're taking the track. Right along that center, all the way inland, and center and to the right, you can get those high rainfall totals. And some of these values are dangerous. So you can see some areas with 15 to 20 inches of rain in that core area right here from the Florida Panhandle back towards areas of the Mississippi coast and also the Alabama coast. And not just along the coastline, but even inland, some areas 6 to 10 inches of rain through Alabama, portions of Georgia, even into South Carolina with time. Those big values, 15 to 20, wouldn't be surprised. Some areas where some of those rain bands, right in those core values, right in the really core of this storm, you can see values of 25 to 30 inches of rainfall, so extremely dangerous. And also the storm surge, a big factor in these storms. Slow storms push that water. Still can see 3 to 5 foot along the Mississippi coast. 4 to 7 right here from the border, right there in Alabama to the Florida border. That's a lot of water. Dangerous storm surge for the barrier islands and also portions inland. So that's been the latest information from here at the Hurricane Center on Hurricane Sally.